because this woman really has it made. She has a job that requires she goes to bed with some of the most exotic, sensational stars on the planet. She's finished work by 9 in the morning, which means she can spend the rest of each and every day, well, lying naked on a bearskin rug in front of the fire, eating chocolates, watching pop videos, and for amusement, screaming at her domestic staff. Or something like that. Above all, she is a doll and a dish. Please welcome the almost edible Paula Yates. Yes, dear. Happy with that introduction, because your introduction's on The Big Breakfast are usually, ironically, over the top, calling me sex bomb, amongst others.
I was just about to give you a proper kiss, and you yanked your head away.
Yeah, no, I did do that, didn't
you?
I?
Did,
I
went, yeah.
Down the other side. Let's get the obvious stuff out the way.
Yes.
I still see stuff about you that says, bad girl of British television. Is that ridiculous now? Were you ever a bad girl? Are you still a bad girl woman that you are?
No, I was never very bad.
So where does that come from?
I think it came from Bob's autobiography.
Which says what?
It said something very unsavoury happened in the back of a car.
Go on.
And from then on, because of him letting this slip, I think I got that sort of bad girl thing.
But up until that point, you weren't a back of a car gal or anything?
Up until when I met him. Well, yeah. I was only 16. No, I wasn't.
Who knows? And how happy were you, husband, writing this in world-published book?
Well, I wasn't very happy, because now every time I get into the back of, like, a Ford Fiesta, everyone goes... And it's sort of horrible that he said it, you know.
Yeah.
But,
So you're not denying the story, then?
No, I'm not denying it. I just think that it could have been left out, and maybe one about my cooking could have been put in.
You
cook? I cook a bit. I'm very good on pudding.
Early on, I'm not going to buy this already. I made a joke about domestic staff.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're busy, and if you're not busy, you're sitting there cooing with the kids, and quite rightly. So who does for you?
I have a lot of people.
How much ironing do you do?
I do no ironing whatsoever.
Do you even know what an iron looks like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do know what an iron looks like, because I ironed a shirt, actually, a week ago. No,
A week ago.
A week ago, yes. And Bob stood by me going, be careful, like I was doing something really bizarre and I might, you know, slip.
So before Bob, you did all that, right?
I was a cleaner.
You were never a cleaner.
I was.
Before
I met Bob, I had two jobs. I finished my A-levels and I went, and I had a job first as Sooty's press officer. I was Sooty's press officer.
Explain.
I used to answer his letters.
How many letters would Sooty get?
A lot. Sooty's big.
Yeah, I know.
You don't get much bigger than Sooty.
You don't, you know. Two things. You don't get much bigger, you never see his shoes. That's
no.
All we know.
And he used to get hate mail, too.
Oh, from who?
From Nookie Bear. Once a week he used to get a piece of toilet paper, like yucky toilet paper, with a letter saying, this is what I think of your show, Sooty.
Oh.